Welcome to the Sneaker Podcast, a show where a bunch of guys sit around a table to talk life, lifestyle, music, and all things sneakers. So sit back, turn it up, and let's go.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Sneaker Podcast, episode 6 of season 2. I'm Mike D, alongside my boy Christopher Chu. What up, Chris?
Yo.
How you doing, man?
Good.
Good, good. Across from me, across the table, we got Chlorel. What up, Chloe?
Hi, guys.
How you doing?
What's up?
You good?
Yep.
Good, good, good.
All right.
Good.
Yes.
We got our boy Alex in the house. What up, Alex?
Hey, guys. It's your boy.
Has everyone had a good week? I know it's been a week since we've done this, but... It's been good, productive, good.
Beautiful week.
Beautiful week.
Good.
Tons of work.
Can't complain.
Really, everybody's healthy. I feel like it's been kind of lax, but...
But busy.
Yeah, but yeah. Not...
But not the busy.
Not tedious.
Yeah.
Ah, I see, I see.
It's good.
Before we get into the podcast, what did we wear today? Chloe, I'm looking at you.
I wore some Pure Boost during the day. And
which ones?
The now first pair of Pure Boosts.
Oh, okay.
All black upper with the white boost.
Nice.
And okay, so like the original one.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's the OG.
OG.
The OGs Pure of the OGs?
Oh, why?
Is it the Pure Boost?
It's a thing.
I think so. Yeah. I mean, I the first one that came out.
It's a thing now.
Okay, black upper, white boost.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And nice, it's like 3M on the upper.
Wait. Yeah, that has to be it.
I like that.
And then I switched up into some Air Max 1 Safaris.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Nice.
They're like tannish, grayish, blackish, whitish.
Nice, I have to say.
Bunch of everything.
Yeah.
Bunch of everything.
They're dope.
I like that. Alex, what you wear on feet?
I acquired a pair of...
Ooh. Do we need a drum roll?
White Mountaineering EQT Boost 9317.
Oh,
those things are sexy.
Bringing the heat.
They are beautiful. I'll show them to the live chat people later tonight.
You got a couple of pictures in your IG.
Yes, on my IG. This last picture that I took of them got me like 100 followers overnight.
Dude, it like was reposted everywhere.
Stupid. The other one went like almost 600 likes. I was like, woo, like,
oh dang.
Yeah, you know, like I don't put too much importance into that, but
just remember us little guys.
Really? Because I put a lot and I find you a bit more sexy right now.
Yeah, it's fun. Anyway, so they're beautiful. They're not breaking necks as much as like a Yeezy does, but the people that know are like, whoa.
I'm sure a lot of people don't know about it.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, they didn't release in Canada. Like, White Mountaineering is starting to become more and more like known, or like getting noticed a bit more, because it's now their like fourth seasonal collection with Adidas. So especially this silhouette was waited for, and
it's so nice.
Luckily I was able to, my friends from New York helped me out, and I like to think that I'm probably one of the only dudes in Canada that has a pair for now.
For now.
How much do those things go for?
They probably retail like the same, the first EQT feature, yeah? No?
Not more?
More expensive. Because it's Collabo?
Collabo.
It's White Mountaineering.
Yeah. I had a bit of a staff discount on it, so I ended up paying $230 Canadian.
So let's assume retail. Yeah.
So I think it was like $210 US.
$210 US. Dang. Okay, so
maybe some
Canada was $230. The first one.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's definitely one more.
$230 plus tax.
The NMDs. It's a PK R2 that's coming out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just late. We're gonna get it at some point. $270, man.
Really?
$270. It's no joke, bro.
But it's really nice.
It's beautiful. Yeah,
is that
it's
the
really
blue
cool.
With the one? With
there's
the blue.
Blue.
Yeah.
And there's a black. They have like three stripes that start from the middle frontal. Whoosh,
I saw the blue ones. They look
so good. I'm really excited to see them in person. But
270.
Yeah.
Wow.
NMDs.
Yeah. White Mountaineering. And
bro, gas is getting more expensive. The beer is getting more expensive. Life is getting more expensive. So sneakers are getting more expensive. And this is why I should be president of the world, because I know best.
Would you build a wall?
Nope.
There we go.
That makes no sense.
No sense for a wall.
My thing with that NMD is, so it's got kind of like a molded part of the boost, right? Where there's like, they put the three stripes in the back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a fan of that. I don't like it because I think it takes away from the pure look of the boost. So
what about the 93
like
17s?
The popcorn?
There's some cuts on that boost.
There's some cuts.
I know. It seems less. It seems more pronounced. It kind of accentuates the boost, the popcorn effect on it.
Yeah,
which is okay. I like it. The other one makes the soul look like a regular
non-boost.
Yeah, a regular non-boost soul for some reason.
I'll make it look good.
Yeah.
We know you will.
You'll draw some circles on it.
Yeah.
hit the focus point on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chris, what you wear on feet today?
Yeah, so I have been wearing for the past couple of days a pair of NMD XR1, the all white pair.
Ooh.
But what I did since last week, when I couldn't figure out what my go-to shoe would be, I decided to grab that shoe and I wore it one day and I was not happy with the look of it. And so I cut the cage off.
Ooh.
Uncaged.
I sliced it off.
Yeah. Kind of Jack the Ripper, customizer.
Oh yeah, Jack, I'm coming for you.
How long did it take you to do?
To slice it?
Yeah.
30 minutes.
That's not bad.
Just because it was my first slice and I didn't know what I was going
to
do.
Were you scared to cut your fingers?
Not my fingers.
The shoe.
But the
shoe,
knit, yeah. Because I would just like start slicing and then there's one part where like I got to the end of the plastic and my hand just went flying because I was pushing through, right? And the knife, the blade actually caught the knit and put. There was like three spots where the thread popped off. And I was like, ah, dang it. And I was like, shit. But what I did is I just took scissors and I just snipped off those loose threads. And you can't notice it anymore. So in case someone does that to their pair of knits, you could always just fix it like that. Yes, it probably damaged the shoe a bit, but you know.
Whatever.
My goal is to wear these down to the ground now.
Ooh.
Because I like the look without the cage. So
Found your go-to, basically.
Yeah, basically. Yeah,
no cage, good. No laces, right?
Nice. No cage, no laces. And it's, yeah, it looks like looks city sock-ish.
It does.
Yeah. Well, nice.
Looks naked-ish.
Naked-esque.
Mike, what did you have on feet today?
Today, I wore my EQT 9316 Sport Boost.
Hmm.
Triple white.
Loving those.
Oh, I guess it's not triple white because the outsole is black. But they're all white ones.
They're pretty much white.
Yeah, they're pretty much white. And you know what I learned? Do not wear black socks inside of them.
Nope.
Yeah. So yeah. I learned the hard way today. I pulled my shoes off at the end of the day and I was like,
Schnitz, you know what to do?
Take the razor blade.
Razor blade.
The old razor blade.
Yeah. Or you just light it on fire.
That's the fun way of doing it.
Oh.
Okay.
Razor is more efficient.
And safe?
Why don't you explain to the people exactly what it does? How to do it?
Okay. I did it to my ZX8000 when you gave me the second pair.
Yeah. I've done it to other sneakers too. Yeah.
So you take like a cheap razor, whatever.
Like a shaving blade.
A Bic. And you just shave the inside like you're shaving your neck. And it...
You shave...
Sorry. You have no beard. You have to shave my neck. Check this.
Do you ever shave?
Precision is the mission.
Never
Philip shave. And then you go inside in the lining of the shoe and it basically removes all of the little like bullets of...
the little pellets of rolled up threads.
Rolled up.
Yeah. And your shoe becomes all...
DS. Brand new.
By VNDS. We could say. So yeah, I've done it a couple times. I'm sure you can get to this. Like I feel like burning would maybe like,
I think if there's one misstep then you're gone, big problems.
So I would go Bic.
I'm gonna try it.
Yeah,
safe to
Bic
go Bic work.
You're gonna try the burning or the Bic?
No, the Bic.
Yeah,
I hate Bics. They don't I like Mach 3s more. So I got some Bics just sitting around. Sorry.
Nice.
Completely not shoe related.
I like that,
but I'll use the Bics to clean up the inside of the shoes.
Yeah.
I'll try that.
I'm going to try that out. I think it'll work great.
It definitely works. Yeah.
I'll bring you some Bics.
Yeah. And by the way, that lint was off of my 40s and shorties. Shout out to 40s and shorties.
Oh, yeah. It's true. You made the big bottle sock shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. I like the big bottle with the 40s. They're the original ones?
It's their OG sock, I think.
Yeah.
Just like big 40s. Go check them out. 40s and shorties. Great stuff. Yeah. Anyways, so big news happened last week that Christian from Sneaker Talk was going to be posting our podcast on his YouTube page once a week after we post our podcast. So maybe we can get a little bit of feedback from you, Chris. What did you think? I think it was awesome. I think the reveal went down flawlessly. I think Christian's killing it, and I think people are really digging it.
Yeah, so it was a good partnership from the get-go. Like, when we mentioned it, it just made sense from the get. And we're getting good response, and it's easy to work with Christian. And I think what he does, and we probably do like a fraction of what he does in terms of like getting out there in social media and stuff. But like what he does and what we want to do and what we aim to do is all in the same vein. So whenever he comes up with an ideal or we come up with an ideal, it just basically flows together. And I think we put it into play quickly. And that's why it makes it so like seamless for us to work with him. So on our part, I think hopefully we did get some new listeners. And I just wanted to say, I think take this little moment to say thanks to Christian.
Yeah, big right? time.
Thank you so much, man.
Thank you.
Christian, thank you.
And if you're new to the Sneaker Podcast, well, welcome to our
weekly life.
Adventures. Yeah, our life, yeah. Man. We hope you enjoy the show. We hope you, you stick to the show.
Yeah, and I think because we kind of figured that there might be some new people jumping in, rather than have you go all the way back to our first episode to kind of discover who we are on the podcast, this episode we're kind of gearing it a bit towards like a reintroduction to the world. So we're just going to give a bit more info about ourselves and go from there. And hopefully it makes sense for you to like stick with us.
I have to say that Christian is, I don't know, man. I don't know how you do it. You're like,
he's like a beast,
dude, man. Like, I was practicing Sunday while he was like prepping to drop the episode, whatever. And then my phone was just like, because he was tagging me in all of these pictures. And like, I was getting all of those notifications like, yo, the guy is literally like blowing up the world. And like, you made so much work for us, man. It's really cool. I just want to say, like, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much, Christian. Kill it.
And I think the beauty of working with a guy like Christian is that we've decided not to sit idly by. Like, we're like, okay, yo, we got to start doing work too.
Yeah.
And we actually decided to, okay, let's get more work done on our side too. Get a bit more involved. And make sure that we're hitting all our marks as well. So rather than be associated with a guy that's like slacking off and then both parties slack off, he's pushing us to go bigger, go faster, right? Yeah. And I like that. I'd rather be surrounded by people.
Absolutely.
Like that. And so as we had mentioned last pod, we plan on giving away the pair of Converse Modern Lux. Because of this union with Christian, we decided to do it a joint giveaway. So
sick. I love that union.
It's going to be off Instagram. So be sure, if you're not already, follow Sneaker Talk CA at Sneaker Talk CA for Christian's Instagram. And of course our Instagram, which is the Sneaker Podcast. And the details of the giveaway will be probably in a couple of days by the time you guys listen to this pod. And you just have to follow the simple instructions. We're making a simple giveaway, trying to hook up one loyal listener with a pair of brand new Converse Modern Lux, all black.
And they're gorgeous.
All black.
They're so nice. Like, ridiculously nice.
Yeah, good luck to everyone.
It's a ninja shoe.
Good luck to everyone. So I got to ask everyone, Speaking of getting shoes and giveaways and stuff like that, any new pickups? Whoa, that was a big gasp.
Yeah.
What do you got?
I got my wife a pair of shoes.
Ooh.
Yes.
Respect.
Yeah.
What'd you call it?
A pair of shoes came out today, which is Wednesday.
Oh, I think I know what these are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those goddess shoes?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's an all white pair of Flyknit racers, and I can't believe it. I went on Nike.com and her size was still there.
Amazing.
Yes.
Amazing.
So she'll be getting them when I'll be down south. So that's
awesome. Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
A reminder of...
I'm coming home.
Yeah, nice. Nice.
I like that.
Just hope she got the right size. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, you can always return them.
Yeah. And
exchange
hope that they still have their size.
Yeah. It is a clean shoe, man. Yo.
Yeah. And
all white.
She's going to destroy them. She's the type that puts her foot over the other foot.
Oh, no. No.
It was a toe box.
I caught her doing it with all white Ultra Boost.
Je déteste ce genre de...
Yeah. And then all black Ultra Boost.
Fuck. No, that's fine. I like it. Because you, sir, know that you can just put them in the wash and
but clean them up. I guess it makes her more gangster if she's doing that type of shit.
That's right.
Yeah.
Shout out to the gangster.
No, but doesn't part of you wish you were able to do that?
Yeah.
Like you didn't have all these little neurotic...
But she's only got one pair. If I do it, it's because I know I got a backup. Type thing.
I get that. Yeah. I get that. But I also missed the part where I just wear my shoes to really run in them and really do some damage to them.
I got some shoes made for those situations. So yeah, cop that. Any other cops? You guys? Anything?
Well, didn't you got a pair for yourself?
Yes.
Of the goddess?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I can't.
Of course he did. He couldn't turn that down.
I have to say that naming the shoe the goddess is really on point. It's a good name for a shoe.
Yeah.
It's a dope shoe, man. It's so clean.
It doesn't have a swoosh, right?
It's white. It's white, white on white.
Yeah. I've seen it all. Okay.
Yeah.
Figured like I didn't know about it, but I saw it all over Instagram today and I was like, whoa, that's a...
You want a pair, eh?
No, I'm good. I'm cool.
Of course, Alex, you picked up your white mountaineering.
Yeah, yes, so happy that I got them like Monday morning. It was such a beautiful way to start the week, and the weather was like quite nice, apart from that rain yesterday. But like, so
that was brutal. Yeah,
I was able to wear them today as well as Monday. Took some great shots. Had fun.
Now time to beat them into the ground?
No. These are staying...
Pristine?
Pristine. Mm. Avec un peu de chance. They will be staying clean. I didn't pick up any keys. I decided to sleep on the first two colorways that are coming out. I have to say that the response from the crowd and the sneaker community, if we could say, it was quite good. We didn't sell out in the first day last week, but... sold out throughout the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
What's really cool about this shoe is that you get the kids that are like, oh, why they're still sitting. It's just like, hey, because it's not as hype as what you think it is, but it's like, it's quite cool and they're not buying it. And then you have the dad and like the nostalgics that are just like, this reminds me of blah, blah, blah. But yo, it's so comfortable. And they're like, I like that.
That's cool.
And same thing for the Stan Smith Boost. So like those nostalgic dads, they were like, I used to wear this shoe when I was like 16. And then they put them on and they're like, wow, this is actually the comfiest version of what a Stan Smith is to me. We had some really cool connections with people over the weekend for sneakers, which is a bit forgotten about these days. Like drops are really quick and if like everything is like fast paced, you get a shoe that's hype and it's like it sells out in a couple minutes, you bring the shoe, pay the shoe piece. It was cool to have those shoes. I'll use the terms that kids are using these days, sitting. It's cool to have shoes that are cool and that are sitting, because it it helps you like get into those conversations with those people and actually like share some stories and passion about products. So definitely I'm looking forward for the next Tiny Keys that are coming out. It's a really dope shoe.
I was wondering how the Stan Smith with Boost would do. Because like, so I good. Mean, if you're an OG, how do you feel about like them just putting the Boost into that shoe? Like, I don't like that extra block that pops off.
It's necessary. It's for stability.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Interesting.
It's for stability. And they've even protected the Boost under
okay,
the sole.
Okay, yeah, you mentioned that last time.
So it's really cool. There are some really cool details. The execution is on point. And like actually, like the weight of the shoe is stupid light. Like it's never seen before light. So if you have some Stan Smith, you know that Stan Smiths are like bricks, super heavy. Yep. But those shoes, man, they're like light as breath, like stupid light, super comfortable. They're really like perfect, well executed. So it's the classic look. I really like the tagline for Iniki, old from far, but far from old.
Ah.
And it really applies to Stan Smith too. So from far, it just looks like a regular Stan Smith. But the closer you get, the easier it is for you to catch the Boost. And you know right away that it's like you're walking on clouds. Gotcha. Voila.
That's cool.
That's it. I have a little issue with the upper of Stan Smith's sometimes. Yeah. I find it a bit, when it creases, I might dig into my foot.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel that?
I feel it on the toes in the front.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, especially those really good leather executions.
Yes.
I feel like it creases a bit right next to my big toe.
Yeah.
And it's so annoying. So I put shoe threes whenever I'm like done. Just to work the upper
okay,
a bit.
Put it back into place. Yeah. Gotcha.
Or I stuff paper, but like super hard.
Super. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I get it. Not a good idea.
But I did feel the same. Yeah.
But like, is the one with the Boost the same material on top?
The reason why I tried it actually was because a customer was trying it on and saying like, this is crazy. And I was like, you know what's crazy? I haven't tried it on yet. And he's like,
give me that shoe.
And we were the same size. So I was like, I'll just try it on. So we sat next to each other and like, I was literally like sitting next to him trying on the shoe and stuff. And it was like really cool. So I just tried it on, walked around the store real quick, but I didn't buy it. I'm definitely gonna scoop up a pair at some point. But I don't know. I'm curious to see if they corrected this little like upper flaw.
I'm assuming that maybe because it's Boost underneath, it allows your foot to sink in, not like deep, but like slightly enough to
have
give
more
you
space.
More room.
Yeah, maybe.
Because, totally. Yeah, when I'm wearing my other Boost shoes, I don't feel like I get a slight give.
Yeah.
But that energy return, oh my gosh.
So cute. Yeah. But you know what's funny to me is like the Superstar Boost, the response for the Superstar Boost versus the Stan Smith Boost is so different. Like barely anybody jumped in the Superstar Boost boat and like the Stan Smith was like so easy to get on. We sold tons of Stan Smith, very few Superstars. And I think what people don't know, it's like it's a full Boost outsole. People think it's like a split foot, but it's actually a full Boost outsole. But what threw it off for the people is I think it's the Boost pod that was like inside
the middle,
like the little window.
Yeah. Oh. I don't know, but I think it's curious because it's like both silhouettes that are super classic, and on the daily, like we sell like tons of them every day. And I'm surprised, like, because it's the same price, literally $165. Like, it's more expensive than your average like Stans and Superstars, but still like $165 these days. It's so cheap.
That's a good price.
Yeah. Maybe they should have done like a full visible Boost on it.
Maybe that would have worked. Yeah. I don't know how they would have like matched it with the Shelto.
I don't know about that.
Yeah,
but I'm sure they tried. Yeah. I'm sure they tried, and this is why they were like, let's show the Boost on the side.
Okay.
Maybe they tried.
Yeah. There's probably like a Frankenstein
sample.
Shoe.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Don't look and you, Chris.
Oh, yeah. So the band is kind of over, I guess. The floodgates were slightly opened, and then shit just started flowing in. No, I'm just joking. I didn't go crazy. I did receive a new pair of Converse Modern Lux, because Converse was very gracious when I was inquiring about whether it was okay for us to give away the pair that didn't fit me. They said, yeah, sure, no problem. What size did you need? And they sent me the right size. Nice. Like they have under file the size that they sent me, but the Modern fits a bit differently, slightly tighter than an All-Star, the regular Chuck Taylor All-Star. So they sent me like a bigger size to fit my foot, and I got the all white pair now.
Ooh.
It is delicious.
Nice.
Yeah. it's pure white, and the sole is still clean right now. So I'm like slightly waiting for the right moment to wear them, because I want to take a photo of it all clean, because the moment I put them on, I'm going to wear them like to the ground. So this is going to be a different look altogether. So I got that in the mail. Thank you, Converse Canada. And then I found a sale. There was a sale in the city, and I picked up a pair of Jordan 1 metallic navies.
Yes.
Yeah. For
very nice.
For like a really good, like that day. It was weird. That day I text Chloe without knowing about the sale. I text him, I go, hey Chloe, what price would you pay for Air Jordan 1 metallic navy? Like, and he said
$1.50.
Yeah, $1.50 all in, like taxes and everything. I'm like, yeah, that's decent. That's decent. So I do the math. I'm like, okay, it has to cost me $130. It has to be $130 or less. And boom, that afternoon, I walk into that shop and boom, they're under that price. So I just picked them up. I was like, it's kind of weird that I asked him and he's like right under the mark. So I picked them up. They're really clean.
It was hard for me to just ignore.
Yeah, because I texted him. I go, yo. I called him, actually. I said, hey, do you want to double up?
It was hard to say no.
Yeah. And I sent messages to everyone that might want a pair.
I got one.
Yeah.
A message.
You got a message, yeah. So, and yo, if anyone's listening to this pod and seriously wants to pick up a pair of Jordan 1 metallic navy, I have no issues helping out. Hit us up.
It's a steal.
I'll let you know if the size is available, and you just pay me that whatever price it is plus the shipping.
Damn.
Yeah. Let's help some people out.
The assist.
And then
figured it was.
So I went on eBay and I was like searching. I do, since like for the last 2 months, I've been doing weird searches because I'm looking for a shoe that no one else has and stuff like that. So I just put in random searches in. I was like, but the prices are like crazy on eBay, like 300 plus, 400 plus, everything that I want. I'm like, honestly, I'm not spending that money. And I'm like, you know what? Let me check out shoe, and we'll call it Shoe X. I type in Shoe X, and then boop, the first one that comes up on the list is my size and under retail.
Ooh.
So I'm like, yo, this has to be a sign.
DNDS or?
DS.
Ooh.
So I click on the auction and everything, and everything's good. I go, wow, this is like really cheap for this shoe. Everyone is selling it for like 300, 250, 300 US. I'm like, why is this under retail? And I'm like, this is crazy. And I'm like, you know what? I have some money saved up from like shoes that I did sell throughout those 2 months. I'm like, I think this is like the perfect opportunity for me to do it. And I buy it now, and I go through PayPal and I pay the guy, right? I pay everything. I pay it to be sent to Canada. So eBay charges that extra import fee, which I'm fine with. That removes the wonder of whether I'm going to get hit with customs or not.
Yeah.
And so I paid all, And then once I pay, I get the guy, the seller's full name, like his real name, not his username, but his real name. And I go, hey, this guy's name is familiar. And I'm like, what the heck? I think I follow him on Instagram. So I go on Instagram and I'm typing his name. And I go, hey, look, that's the shoe that I'm buying, like in one of his pictures. So I type, I'm trying to write this guy a comment. And while I'm writing the comment, he messages me, he DMs me in Instagram. He goes, yo, did you just buy my shoe? And I'm like, yo, bro, I did. And we start laughing. Well, LOL. Yeah. And then he's like, yo, okay, well, enjoy them. I'll try to ship them out today. I go, dude, if you want, cancel the eBay transaction and just send me a PayPal invoice. Like, that way he doesn't have to pay the eBay fees.
Yeah.
You know? And he's like, for real? I go, yeah, just do that and it's easy and whatever. I'm happy. I'm getting them under retail. So I know the guy's like probably taking a slight hit by selling it that cheap. And it's no difference to me. Like, I'm paying the same price. And it puts a bit more money in his pockets. And I prefer dealing with someone that I kind of know. That way I'm like not worried about being scammed or anything.
That is so cool.
Yeah, and he's been like super like, yo, no problem. And he's like, yo, and he's sending me extra pictures. Okay, I'm packaging it now, boom. Okay, I'm gonna drop it off at the thing now, boom. Here's the tracking, boom. And he's like super wow, cool about everything. Cool. And that's it. So that's like another cool nice, happening, man. Through social media and everything.
It's really dope.
Yeah. So will we find out in the next few weeks what that shoe was?
I don't consider it a straight pickup yet because it's not in my hands. So once it comes in, I'll show it to you guys. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I have one of those too. I purchased from adidas.ca, waiting for them to come in. I think they'll come in maybe Friday, maybe Monday. A pair of White Mountaineering EQT support.
Finally.
I got them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
So they are on their way.
Yes.
I'm really looking forward to it.
Which size did you take?
Size 10.
Size 10. Should be good.
Yeah. Just like my other supports.
Okay.
I think I should be okay.
Oh, it's okay. It's the navy with the...
Yeah. It's a knit upper. Yeah, I had a 10.
Yeah.
And Paul in Vancouver had a 9.5.
Yeah.
And it was like, yo, mine are slightly too small. And I was like, mine are slightly too big. Let's swap. But I could have gone either.
Cool.
So you'll be fine in the 10.
Yeah, nice. I think it'll be good.
Good stuff.
But I'm excited for this. Yeah, I've been so good. Looking at that shoe on .ca for like 2 months.
Amazing, bro.
Good pickup.
Yeah.
Happy for you, man.
Yep. Yeah. Looking forward to it. But that's pretty much it for pickups for us.
Any words on your Converse that you made?
Oh, no, not yet. Not yet. No, they said like 4 to 6 weeks, so...
Oh, okay.
We got plenty of time.
Nice.
Yeah. But it's not forgotten. It's always in the back of my head.
Yeah.
It's cool to know that something's actually being made while I'm like just sitting here. It's like I'm continuously getting a pickup.
Yeah.
Like my pickup is lasting 6 weeks.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is the suspense killing you?
No. I kind of have an idea of what's gonna look like because I chose all the materials, but yeah, it should be pretty cool.
Nice.
Like there's no
special box.
I wonder what I have those questions in my head. Like, wow, what kind of box are they gonna give me? First, is it gonna be like a plain box? Is it like cooler, like this super like minimalist
plain white box,
or it's wood?
Wow, like in a crate with hay holding the shoe. Yeah,
that'd be funny.
But like, it's cool in a way that I built it where it needs to be extraordinary. Not like because I'm a great designer, but out of the ordinary. I think that's the term I'm looking for. So even if the colors don't go together or like the color pattern that I chose doesn't match anything that I own, it's fine because that was my point, right? I just wanted to look bananas. So there's no way of having the wrong answer with this. So
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, it should be cool.
Yeah. Very cool. Yeah. Very cool. So when I was buying my EQT, that's like the first time I've kind of bought online. I've kind of always stirred away from eBay and other things like that because I just don't know the ins and outs. Chris, you've dealt with eBay so much. Chloe, you've dealt with eBay. Alex, yourself, you've dealt with eBay a lot. Maybe you could fill people in on like what you should do, what you should not do, thing like tips.
I think for the like the newer sneakerheads or whatever, this is
eBay is a really big resource. Like
it's huge. Yeah.
It's huge. It's easy to find some like weird stuff. But Chloe's been like, you remember those AQT cushions?
Yeah.
That I paid like full retail on, you found them literally half price. And I was like, fuck.
Okay, but how about we do this?
Yeah.
So Chloe, let's say you were to look for, what's that shoe you said?
EQT cushion. Foot Patrol.
So how would you search for that shoe?
So I'd fill in the search, Adidas Foot Patrol.
Yeah.
That's what I put. I didn't put EQT. I just put Adidas Foot Patrol. Then you get a bunch of stuff pops up, pick out my size, maybe put a couple of sizes, maybe put my UK size too. Sometimes they put it under the wrong size.
Yeah. Smart.
And then I always put it from cheapest to
lowest price and shipping. Yeah.
And then it always happens where you get a couple of too good to be true type thing. Then you got to do a bit of homework, see what they've sold, see what their comments are, their feedback.
Yeah.
Consider the shipping, you know, and then just watch a bunch of shit. Honestly.
Yeah.
I
follow so many sales, man.
Yeah. And then once you find a couple of good sellers, just follow them and you know, might get lucky. Yeah. So when I found the Foot Patrols, I thought people were going to bid on it. Big time. It was super low. Just watched it.
It was an actual auction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was an auction. And then I think what I did was I sniped it. I sniped it I took my max price, and with 3 seconds left, I put my maximum price. And luckily, there was no one up bidding at it at all. And I got it at my price.
Yep.
Yeah.
But searching is really key. Like sometimes, I remember I was looking for Ultra Boost V1s. And I kept on writing Ultra Boost. Man, one day I said, fuck it. Just going to write Adidas.
Yeah. It
took me a while.
Yeah.
But then I found that sucker that didn't put Ultra Boost. And it was just sitting there. And yeah.
That's V1s, what I do too.
Infrareds for like 130 or something.
Nice.
In your size.
Yeah. And couldn't believe it. The guy put the crappiest description ever. And it worked out for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think... I do the same in terms of searching. I try not to be too precise.
Exactly.
You try to kind of predict what the seller would write, and you hope for the lazy seller that doesn't put the full description.
Yeah.
And you just hit some words. The more words you put, the less results you'll get.
Yeah.
So maybe put like the more general terms. But yes, it's more work. You got more pages to go through, but that's how you find the good deals, right?
Yeah. You'll find that little mistake. Sizing. Trust me. Try that UK thing, man. Holy cow.
That's good. I've never done. Like, I don't think to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's wrong sizes. And what's another thing? Man, like when I look for bread ones, man, I don't write bread. Just write Jordan 1.
No. Yeah.
Jordan 1. Just scroll. And sometimes what I'll do is, instead of searching from lowest, because you get a lot of junk, right, when you search from lowest, I figure out what is the price, my maximum price that I want to do. I cap off that price, and I start from highest to lowest.
Right.
Right? And then I start saving from that point on, and I watch whatever is within my budget. And most of the time it goes past my budget, but yeah.
Yeah. So the types of... selling types that you can encounter is auction, which we spoke about. An auction is basically the seller puts a low starting price and lets people bid on it. And as people bid on it, the price goes up until the time limit ends, like the auction ends, and the guy that has the highest price at that point wins the auction. and gets to purchase it at that point.
Unless it's under the reserve price.
Yeah. So some people will set a reserve price, meaning if it go if the price stays below this mark, I am not selling my item. I don't like dealing with reserve prices.
Same.
Yeah, because
you don't
know
what how much of a deal.
Exactly, the reserve price is not revealed, so you're possibly wasting time bidding on it without being able to get it.
And with 2 seconds left, you find out that
I didn't know
exactly. So you might win the auction, have the highest bid, but find out that you're under his reserve price, so you didn't really win.
Alex, that kind
yeah,
sucks.
That's why I hate it. That's why I don't like it. The second type of selling is buy it nows. So it's a fixed price, and either you decide to buy it at that price or not. Some of them have buy it now with a make an offer option under, where you can you have three opportunities to send the seller a like a bid of your own, like maybe $20 cheaper than his asking price or 50 or whatever, you gauge it, and if he accepts it, it's automatically sold. Automatically you're in a binding contract to purchase it. There's also some sales that have an auction with a buy it now.
Yeah.
So you could either wait for the auction and just like be impatient by
it. Or if you see a lot of activity and it's within your budget, you'd be like, fuck it, buying it now.
Yeah, let's not risk the auction and just hit the buy it now. And
the other sale is messaging the guy.
Oh, okay. let's get into this. Wait, first, I want you to get into that, but first you mentioned sniping.
Yes.
Okay, so when you're bidding on an item, Chloe, do you... Okay, let's say there's a week left. What do you do?
I don't do nothing. I wait till there's literally 7 seconds, sometimes three, depending on how I feel the connection is. And I figure out what my maximum price is, and I just pump in that number. And if I'm on top 3 seconds, it doesn't leave much time for everybody else to throw in another bid. Mm-hmm. And I will either get it at the price that I... At the... $1 over the price that it's at, or someone else has a higher maximum price that beats me out on it, or what's the other option? Or I lose the bid. Did I just say that? Jesus,
I think you covered it.
Sorry.
So basically,
brain fart there.
Yeah, very important. Exactly what Chloe said. Figure out what your maximum bid is, like what you're willing to pay, the maximum. And you don't bid during the auction. You really wait at the last minute. Why? Why do you do that? If you bid during the auction, all it does is jack the price up. It starts bidding, mini bidding wars. It jacks the price up so that at the end of the time limit, your price went up for no reason. Let the bidding war happen within the last 10 seconds of the auction.
Yeah.
So that's a little tip. Chloe mentioned sniping. I think you're doing it manually.
Yes.
Where you're in front of your computer or on your phone and you're seeing the seconds countdown, and at the last minute you type it, like your bid's typed in, you press submit, and then you hope that you win.
Shit, I miss that feeling. Fuck.
So
haven't bought
there's
in a while.
That type of sniping. But what happens if the auction ends at 2 a.m. your time? Do you stay up till 2 a.m.?
I do.
You do not need to.
There's a, like a you can schedule.
Bots. You cannot, not on eBay.
Okay.
But you can find sniping sites.
Ah.
So you Google like auction snipers or whatnot. So you sign up to one of these sites. I use one. I'm not going to tell you the name. I'll just Google it. Find the one that you prefer. You register your information. You put in the item number, and then they offer you different options. Most of them are free. The one that I use will automatically shoot my maximum bid in at 7 seconds. So I don't need to stay up. I enter all my information on that site. I put in my max amount that I'm willing to pay. And basically, the only way that I lose this auction is if somebody's willing to pay more than I am. So if they put it in a bigger maximum bid, they'll win it. But then again, I'm not willing to pay more, so whatever. But I'm sure that the auction sniper site put in my bid when it counted, like at 7 seconds. Some people can pay premium service where it shoots it in at 3 seconds.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it considered a bot?
I don't. No. This has existed for a very long time.
Oh, yeah?
So before, like, bots on websites, like store sites,
what we hear, yeah,
came about, I was using this sniper.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't think it's a, I guess it's a type of a bot, but it's not the same type of bot that buys stuff off like your retail site. But this is cool where you don't have to stay up.
Yeah, that's really cool.
And you don't ever forget about an auction. Because I'm sure you're like, I forgot about this sale. Or maybe you're like doing something important and you can't be on your computer. This has helped me out several times.
I've lost a lot of auctions because I get a message with 15 minutes left. Mm-hmm. Like, your bid is going to be, your item will be up in 15 minutes. I pull out my phone, watching it count down. Next thing you know, daddy, and lose bid.
Down goes the phone.
Miss it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's okay though.
That's okay.
Or sometimes I get that notice that says, your auction will end in 10 minutes. And 10 minutes is a long time. Yeah. Like, I can't stay in front of my phone for 10 minutes, like straight. So I'll be, okay, 10 minutes. And then 11 minutes later, I'm like, oh, yeah, dang it. So, yeah. So these auction snipers are really cool. It's another type of trick to, you know, without having to jack the price up prematurely.
Yeah.
You make sure that you put in your max bid and everything.
That's nice.
And it'll even notify you if, before the nearing the end of the auction, if someone's outbid you already, they'll tell you, you've already been outbid, and you're like, oh, okay, maybe I'll increase my bid. You know? Yeah.
Now when you're buying on eBay, do you use credit card? I think PayPal's big on eBay, right?
Yeah, PayPal is I guess the preferred method of payment,
the safest.
Well, they offer protection. So the thing is, when I mentioned through the transaction that I did with the guy off Instagram, I told him to get off eBay. Sorry, eBay, but whatever. You've charged me enough fees. eBay charges you a fee. If you're selling an item and you sell an item, eBay will charge you a fee. And then when the person pays you through PayPal, PayPal will charge you a fee.
Ah.
So, you're protected, right? When you do a transaction over eBay, eBay protects you. You have seller protection, you have buyer protection. If you do a PayPal transaction only. So what is a PayPal transaction? It's I send you an invoice, you pay the invoice. That is a protected transaction or possibly protected transaction. It offers you the same type of protection. Either way. So if you're doing an eBay transaction and paying, there's the payments through PayPal, PayPal will always tell you to refer to eBay protection first. If you're doing a PayPal only transaction, then PayPal will protect you.
Gotcha.
So the way I did it with the seller off Instagram is I said, cancel the eBay transaction. You don't have to pay them the fee. Just pay the PayPal fee. And he was happy with that because it reduces the cost for him and he puts more money in his pocket. And I was down for helping him out that way.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I don't know if you guys want to get details of how to stay protected off PayPal only or keep that.
I've never had to deal outside of eBay myself. So like I always feel safe.
Gotcha.
So you've dealt with people that you know?
Nope.
No.
No,
well,
I've used it once, but it was only for like $24.
Okay.
And it was like a really like trusted situation with someone from Instagram. So, and I don't know, like I sent the money. So like, I don't even know like what happened. So I was just like, hey, you got the cash? He's like, yeah. And I was like, okay.
Well, if you want, we'll run it down really quick.
Yeah, for sure.
The difference is, you have two types of PayPal transactions that can happen. You have one that it's either called invoiced or goods and services. And then the other type of PayPal transaction is a
transfer,
gift or friends and family.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So, invoiced slash goods and services is a protected transaction. So let's say, Alex, you're buying something off of me, yeah, right? So if I send you an invoice, or if you just send me money through goods and services, you are protected. Like, so I need to describe what I'm selling to you or what service I'm offering. And if whatever I'm sending you is not exactly what I described, you can claim it with, okay, PayPal. Okay. And then there's a proving process that has to happen. And then they make a ruling on who's right and who's wrong. As long as your payment is through an invoice or through goods and services, which is the same thing, sorry, you are protected as the buyer. As the seller, I sent you an invoice. I also need protection in case you're using like a fraudulent credit card, let's say,
okay,
or you're not the owner of the credit card. Okay. How am I protected is I get the money, and then when I ship to you, I need proof that I shipped. I need tracking. That's part one. And to be fully protected, I need you to sign for the package.
Okay.
To confirm that you've received it. Because tracking alone doesn't necessarily mean you
certified
received
the bank,
it, right?
Yeah.
But if you sign for it, you're basically stating, I got it. Okay. So that's how, as a seller, I would stay protected, if I offer tracking and a signature. And then the other part is gifted slash friends and family transaction, right? So if you gift me money, you're not protected at all. Mm-hmm. So if I'm selling you an item and you gift me money or send it as friends and family, you have zero protection.
Okay, because if you don't sell it, well, then the money is just gone. If you don't ship it.
If I don't ship it.
The money is just gone.
Yeah, it's just gone. Yeah. So the thing is, what's the difference is, like, why does one person prefer gifting or prefer invoice? Is, as the seller, if I send you an invoice, okay, you buy the item, you pay me, you don't pay any fees. Okay. Me, as the guy that's selling with an invoice, I get charged for approximately 4%,
okay,
for using an invoice. If you gift me money, as the seller or as the guy that gets the money, I don't pay any fees. The guy that sends the money is the one that pays the 4%.
Yeah. Oh,
so that's the difference. That's why people are like, gift me money instead of sending me through invoice, because I don't want to pay the 4% when I, yeah, accept the money and stuff like that. Slight differences.
Mm.
But if you're dealing with up and up people, they'll realize that whether you're paying the fee or I'm paying the fee, like, as the buyer, right? As the guy that's sending the money.
Yeah.
Let's say the item, I go, yo, send me $200. If you send me $200, I get deducted 4%, but we're both protected. Or I could just say, yo, send me $208 to cover the 4% as an invoice.
Yeah.
Then it kind of equals out, okay, both ways.
Gotcha. Now, eBay protection must be pretty good, because I've gone on YouTube and seen people like unbox stuff that they ordered from eBay. They open it up and it's not what they said it was. And they're just like, when I'm watching this, I'm freaking out. I'm like, I don't know why you're not more pissed off than you are, because they're like, oh, I'll just return it. It's not a big deal.
Yeah. eBay protection and PayPal protection are pretty similar.
Okay.
Actually, PayPal used to be part of eBay. Mm-hmm. And they separated, like, as entities, like, mm-hmm, companies. eBay protection is very good. What I would suggest to people who are a bit more worried about transacting off eBay and then receiving a ruling that may not be in their favor is call them. If you go on eBay and try to look for their phone number,
yeah,
you're going to have a hard time finding it.
It took me a while.
Yeah. But if you just Google eBay customer service number, it'll pop up.
Yeah, gotcha. On their website, contact us. Oh my God.
No.
It's contact just us. Like a whole rigmarole.
All the answers are on the website.
Yeah.
And they
really
try to just
tough.
Put it in front of you.
Ah, okay.
If you are able to speak to someone, you could plead your case and you might get a different ruling. I myself have received an item that was not as described.
Okay.
Or I've actually received faked items too. And the thing with fake items is you have to prove that it's fake, right? Or the guy has to prove that it's real. The way I went about proving that it was fake is, one, I write it first. Keep it civil. You don't need to go off the handle.
Yeah.
Just it's easiest for eBay to make a ruling if you are clear.
Yep.
With what you're speaking about and what you're sending to the seller, right? So you detail exactly why it's fake. Put all the details. Point one, point two, point three. This is why it's fake. Bam, 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 bam. And if a guy says, nope, it's still real. Still, keep your cool. Go to one of these forums, like the sneaker forums that we all know, Nike Talks, mm-hmm. Soul Collector. They have legit check sections. Specific sections of the forum that have people that are experts at legit checking and use them as a third party. And you go, hey, guys, please legit check this shoe and provide the photos that were in the auction and your own photos, and then let them as a third party say legit or fake. And if they say it's fake, just copy that link and include it in your claim through eBay. And once eBay sees that a third party is agreeing that it's fake, it just helps your case. And that's why, like, it's true. You don't really have to worry.
Okay.
Yeah. I had a ruling. They said, yeah, it's like, it's legitimate. It's fine. And I said, I don't know. I spoke to someone on the phone and I provided the links and everything. And within 30 minutes, they had my money back in my account.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
That's really cool.
Yeah. You don't have to worry. It's not a scary place, the internets. I know it's a bit like a barrage of information that we just dropped on you guys, but
it's good information.
For useful. Like the new sneakerheads, the new people getting into like the online buying.
All the listeners now are now gonna must, yeah. hit up eBay. Yeah.
Check it out. And if you guys have any other specific questions that maybe we can help you with, just drop us a comment.
DM us.
Yeah.
Instagram at Sneaker Podcast or on Twitter at Sneaker Pod.
Woo! Yeah, that was a lot of information. Sorry, guys. I don't know if it was, like I said, a bit heavy.
I think it was great.
But anyways, you know what we're going to do? I think I had mentioned that we wanted to kind of reintroduce ourselves to everyone. And I figured we'd do a little quick fire. It's part NSR, which means non-sneaker related, and part sneaker related. I have a couple of quick questions for you guys. You just answer them one word answers, or like no need to elaborate. We're just going to get a feel of who we have at the table right now.
Nice.
Good?
Let's do it.
I like it.
Okay. So let me pull up my questions. What is your favorite cereal?
Fruit Loops.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Almond something with honey.
I know exactly what it is.
Yeah,
it's
Crumble.
Harvest Crunch.
That yeah. is very good.
Yeah. You only get them at Costco because it's where they're cheap.
Yeah.
Harvest Crunch, yo, with some yogurt.
Harvest Crunch
with some strawberries.
Close call.
Harvest Crunch. Respect.
Okay. All right. Psh. I myself am a honey nut Cheerios type of guy.
Ooh.
Yeah. Sometimes I mix. That's like I throw in some cornflakes in there just for the heck of
Ooh.
It. Different texture in the mouth. Yeah. Anyways. What's currently heavy in your rotation right now? Give me two or three sneakers. Heavy right now.
Heavy?
Yeah.
9317 Future AQT Boost.
Okay. What else?
Alpha Bounce 10.
Reinjecting it? Very good.
Yeah. Campus White Mountaineering.
Ooh.
Yeezy Zebras.
Okay.
And what else?
That's good enough.
Yeah.
What's up, Chloe?
I just got two pairs in rotation right now. Flyknit Racers and the Pure Boosts.
Which Flyknit Racer?
The Multi Flyknit Racers.
And yeah. the OG Pure Boost.
And very OG. Nice, OG. Nice.
For me, it's Yeezy V2 and Alpha Bounce.
Which Yeezy V2?
The black and red. Not the bread. The one before that. And the Alpha Bounce.
Alpha Bounce, what colorway?
The black with the purple, like after the, what's it called?
Aramis.
Aramis.
Yeah. Okay.
I always want to call it Amaryllis for some reason.
No, Aramis.
Please like, don't. Yeah. Aramis. I love the Aramis 2.0, by the way. Yeah. Just throwing it out there.
Never seen it.
Yeah, nice. It's pretty dope. Pictures, very clean. Pictures. I'm rocking, I always have my bread ones. Air Max 95 Neons.
Winter shoe, eh?
Hello. Yeah, it's a great winter shoe. I feel like the air bubble is like insulation for my foot.
Yeah.
I stopped wearing my Yeezys to kind of try to save them a bit, you know, because I was using them up a bit too much. And I'm rocking my NMD XR1 Uncaged a lot right now.
Christopher Chu customed.
You know what I haven't worn in a while?
What?
Ultra Boosts.
Bro, same thing.
I haven't worn Ultra Boost in probably a month and 2 weeks now.
Since winter started, I haven't worn them.
Since my 1 month of not wearing Boost?
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I haven't slammed the laces back
on. Just carried on?
Yeah. Gotcha.
That's cool.
Okay.
A shitload of that Pure Boost, though.
Who's your favorite superhero?
Ooh, Spider-Man.
Interesting.
Batman.
Okay.
Shit. Superhero. Punisher, man.
I like that pick.
It's badass.
But my favorite superhero is The Flash.
Yeah,
he's,
I know why.
Extremely powerful.
I know why.
Low key.
You don't like them snails.
Bro, we're going to talk about that one day. I showed something to Alex one day and like why I'm such an asshole. And he said, oh, okay, I get it now.
Because Flash Gordon was an asshole?
No. Yeah. Did you say Flash Gordon?
Wrong Flash, bud.
Barry Allen, oh, Wally West. Gordon is like space hero. Savior of the universe. Yeah. Okay. Complete the sentence with one word. When I wear my grails, I feel
powerful.
True.
I turn into a ninja.
That's like six words.
Yeah.
Sorry.
He feels like a
ninja-esque.
Yeah. When I wear my grails, I feel majestic.
Ooh. Yeah. Those are good words right there.
Damn. All right.
But you wrote it down. You thought about it.
I had time to think about it. I'm like spell checking my shit. Yeah. Okay. Favorite sport to watch?
Hockey.
It's got to be snowboarding half pipe.
Interesting. Chloe?
Hockey, man.
Hockey? I like to watch basketball.
Hmm.
Favorite sport to play? Mike?
Damn. Curling.
Oh. Sneaky. All right.
Alex? I don't do sports. I breakdance, but breakdance is not a sport. It's an art. So the only other sport I do is skateboarding or snowboarding. So snowboarding is skateboarding.
Okay. Cool. Chloe?
Golf and soccer.
Golf and soccer.
Right now it's golf. Golf's taking over.
Golf season.
Basketball.
I'm multidimensional, guys. All right. Tell me about an achievement that you accomplished when you were young.
Back when I was 10 years old, I won first place in Canada for archery at the Canadian Classic.
Damn! Legolas.
Nice.
All right.
Okay, that's like not too long ago, but that's still like 5 years ago. I was invited to the Yukon by Heritage Canada and Cypher for Change to represent Quebec in the like the future of b-boying.
Shit. Yeah.
So it's to a representative of Quebec.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Okay. Chloe?
Damn. These are fucking hella achievements there. I think I finished Mario in like 7 minutes.
I can do 521 seconds.
Oh, shit. I'm smashing my shit. Fuck.
Chris?
I won bronze in the javelin throw.
Ooh.
For the provincials. Back in the day. my javelin versus your so arrows.
There we go.
Okay. If we need to bring a ring anywhere into like Mordor, yeah, they should get us.
I like how Mike had it so quick.
Dude, like, just, you know who gave me my trophy? I don't know if you know who this is, but it was
Kevin Costner?
No.
Green Arrow?
No.
Robin Hood.
He's pretty much Robin Hood. He's like a super Trump supporter. He's a hunter from the States, a musician, Stranglehold. Remember that song?
No.
It was Ted Nugent.
Ah. Yeah. Yeah.
That guy has a gun in his guitar. Do you know that?
All right. How about name me three movies? I didn't say what type of movie. I just said name me three movies. Go, Mike.
Wayne's World, Blow, and Billy Madison.
Huh. Pulp Fiction, Click, and Up.
Oh, Up.
Up his feels.
Yeah, had me in the feels.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah, I cry every time. 5 minutes.
I wasn't expecting that from that movie.
Man tears. Three movies. Whatever type of movie. I don't know if it's favorite. You're the worst one, the shittiest one, the funniest one. Oh, geez. Three movies. Now.
Gladiator.
Nice.
Old School. Yes. Fist of Legend.
Fist.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Ah, shit, you put like martial arts in my head now. Okay, I'm gonna go Bloodsport. Goodfellas.
Yes.
And The Purge.
Ooh.
The first one, right?
Yeah, either any Purge, but the first one is better.
The concept is
The concept is really fucked up.
Big time.
I think they like misused it. Anyways, maybe we'll do a movie episode one day.
There we go.
All right, that was the quickfire. I don't know if that told anyone of our listeners like a little bit more about ourselves. I think I learned a bit more about you guys. Like,
that was funny.
It's like weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that was more like just to give you guys a brief look at us. Last episode, we did a thing that was a bit more in depth where we had... I think Alex gave a little bit of a story and then Chloe gave his story. We got some good response from these stories. People like the format of it. So we're going to keep going with it.
Yeah.
I think next up to bat is Mike.
It's me.
So again, if for the people that didn't listen to the last episode, we basically had everyone prep a story, not necessarily all sneaker related, but that had a slight connection to sneakers at one point of the story. The story that you're that we're telling is in several parts.
Mm-hmm.
Last week was part one for Alex and Chloe. This week will be part one for Mike, and we will give you the following parts in later episodes. So here we go.
Okay, so like when I was trying to come up with a story, I was trying to come up with, you know, how am I going to involve sneakers in some way? Because I wanted to. So I like to think I've lived two lives. Okay. So my first life, starting off as myself, of course, struggling parents. My parents had me when I was like, when they were 22 years old. So that's like super young. So I see myself now as at 27. And it kind of like freaks me out a little bit. You know, how hard it must be for them, or how hard it would have been for them. So, you know, I used to move around a lot. I feel like I'd do grade one, grade two, move. Grade two, or grade three, grade four, move. For some reason, we were always moving around. Sorry. For some reason, we were always moving around. So, when I was younger, we'd go from, like, you know, a small house, you get a bigger house. Then you get another bigger house and another one. And I like to think that my life was getting gradually better, you know, but like my mom was working at McDonald's at the time. I think my dad was working for the city of Toronto because that's where I'm from. So growing up, it was tough. And not only because, you know, it was just me, it was my brother and my sister too. I have a younger brother and sister. My brother is about 4 years younger than me. My sister, 1 year younger than him. And growing up was tough for us because I always felt like we were behind a little bit. in some kind of way, but my parents were doing everything they can for us. So when it got to the part where out of nowhere my parents were like, I think we should move to the country, it was kind of a shock for me, because moving out to the country where, you know, I had maybe 200 people in my high school. That's how small it was.
Shit.
Yeah. So like 200 people in my high school out in Campbellford, Ontario. We moved out there. I had no friends. This was the beginning of grade 9. So moving out into a brand new high school in the middle of nowhere where you're the new kid is just like, it's like the toughest thing ever. So when I got out there, I didn't know anyone, had to make all new friends. And through my whole life, I was always given shoes. I want to bring in shoes to this. My parents would always go to like Walmart, you know, back in Ontario, we had Byway. Did you guys have Byway here? I don't know. But you, like those little tiny, you know, cheap, like almost like Giant Tiger or Tigre Géant, they call it here. So the need to fit in was at an all time high. Being new to a high school and just being frustrated with what I've had growing up. I never had like the nicest shoes. I never had this. I never had that. And I used to get made fun of in high school because I would be wearing stuff that my mom would bring home from Giant Tiger, 3 pairs, one for me, one for my dad, one for my little brother. And, you know, of course we'd take it because that's all we could have. So it got to a point where after being, you know, I kind of want to say bullied at high school over my appearance. All I would wear was like jeans and a t-shirt with a shitty pair of shoes. That's all we could do. So I did that, and it got to a point where I was just so frustrated. I had to go above my parents to their parents and be like, Grandma, Grandpa, this is happening to me at school. I would really appreciate it if you could help me out and for like my birthday or a Christmas present, help me out and get a really nice pair of shoes. So what I got back then, I looked everywhere, and like where I was living, you had to go to the next town to get gas. You had to go to the next town to get groceries. So there was really no shoe stores in that town. So I had to go to the bigger city, which was Peterborough, Ontario. So if anyone knows about Peterborough, Ontario, there was this skate shop called Breeze. And Breeze was like the big thing. Everyone would buy their skate shoes from there. Skate shoes were big when I was in high school. This is like 2004, 5, around there. So I got my grandparents to take me there one day. And they said, you could pick out any shoe you want. For me, this was huge. I walked in. I maybe stayed an hour, maybe an hour and a half, just going through every single shoe that they had. Some were more expensive, and you know, my grandfather's looking at me sitting down going, come on, speed this up, kid, you know? So I went in, I saw this all black pair of DCs that I just fell in love with. They were amazing. They're a little bit higher. They had a strap on them. Straps were huge back then because everyone's rocking like Air Force Ones. So I got that. I went back to school the next day. And it's just like floodgates opened. And it kind of disturbed me because I'm like, yo, I'm still the same person, but I have different shoes on. So that makes me able to fit in, which really threw me off. But then I started to, you know, work. I got my first job at Canadian Tire. You know, I was pumping gas during the summer, working at a farm at the same time. And I'm like grade 10. I went out and bought myself a pair of Superstars the next year. And I still wasn't into shoes. And we've talked about this before that I'm kind of new to the shoe game. But thinking back to all this, I like to think that maybe I was kind of into shoes. You know, and I saw a pair not long ago, actually, walking down the street. And I saw these shoes that this guy was wearing, and I said, where have I seen those before? And out of nowhere, have you ever had this happen to you where a memory just comes back and you're like, oh my God, they were black, all black, white Nike swoosh. They had laces, but they had a leather lining that went over the entire shoe. Who knows what shoe that is?
The glove?
The glove. I had a pair of gloves when I was in grade 7 that were beaten up. They were too big for me, of course. But it just brought back all these memories of me getting that shoe. But after high school, I was in grade 11. Some crazy stuff happened with my family because my dad was buying snowmobiles. My dad was buying us dirt bikes. We were living, I like to think that we were starting to live the dream. Until one day, a police officer came to my house and took it all away. I'll continue that later. Well, that's where we had to cut the podcast. The guys discussed with myself that, you know, there was really nothing left to say after that. Make sure you catch us back here next week where we're going to have some more pod talk. Make sure you follow us on Instagram. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for everything. We'll catch you back here next week. Keep them laced.